Prominent example. give us very much of a message. They should be, you know, different because some of them can't deliver.
Do go to the parents, yes.
Sure.
Oh, and our fellow family was, so I was just doing the good, good. Elliot had real problems with this because he has been, he's been talking for,
I know. I feel badly about it, but we have no choice.
More than their custodial daycare, and he's been representing to the committee that HR1 would involve more than their custodial daycare.
Would it be an HR1?
Well, I think we can draft this so that it will not impede.
Well, try to do the best you can, but we can't have rhetoric be in there. I mean,
you will probably need to sign that tomorrow.
Sure, anytime I'll be here.
The agreement will just be
pretty tied up with it.
Well,
but that's all right. Bring it in anytime it's ready, and I won't need to read it.
All right, we'll read it out.
Just be sure that it has to meet one test. It's got to meet the Buchanan test.
I understand. Okay.
You'll know what the right wing has to hear.
All right.
The rest of it, I'll hear.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. fiscal 75 budget, that number is going to be done, that budget is going to build something into it.
Really, but really, unless we get something with Russian, right?
Well,
it's terribly important right now that that part of the domestic reaction, maybe that it can do for other reasons, the Russians, but not on the, that 82 number is very important, but,
well, I guess what I'm saying here is that we have a very strong budget picture built in and set in this budget plan. Where a deal of some kind has been struck, and then we have to go to the Congress to get their approval for it, and at that time, I think I can get their approval because they have to approve the case in front of the bill. And so then, a year of the posture where there's something that they've got that you want to leave, and they can decide whether or not what circumstances they can give it to. Anyway, preferable to get some authority to the staff.
So it's not, and so it's emphasized the importance of the
trade matters, the burden share matters, so. Because we choose work that are easier to ramify and talk to people about, particularly if you can do anything at all about agriculture, that has a good well to do. Yeah, I'm more and more to view that you can only write something on the appearance of it, but probably in the substance too. You can make that a pretty good case. You'd almost be better off to so that the trade and surcharge or changes in trade and burden share, for instance, and just let the exchange rate situation stay the way it is. And as long as we are convertible, the pressure of the marketplace is just tremendous. On the other hand, you say we're basically getting what we want without making an agreement.
Trade and surcharge, yeah. Give them the price of gold.
Well, if you don't want to do anything about the price of gold,
well, that seems
you're going to make a deal on the exchange rate. If the price of gold is something that fits into the context of exchange rate change, then it doesn't really factor in so much to the discussions of trade and burden share. Closing anything, but what I'm suggesting is that as we think about this subject, there are ways to kind of rearrange the pieces and the market developments and their meaning. The fact that the operation of the market is gradually giving us what we are after without making an agreement on the exchange rate. Whereas you can't do the trade and the burden sharing other than through direct discussion. There is also the advantage that there is a little greater ability to deal on a bilateral basis. It really looks better today than about the day you wrote that letter.
My letter could be gone.
Well, they're in an error. It would be more comforting if it was a
not true
or not the result of a mistake. But I think it's more than that. I think they have really over the last 4 weeks, and we can begin to see a little bit of that. So right back to the day you wrote that letter. Bankers that I've known around Chicago wrote a particular feeling. Oh, just here on the ran a letter. So there's an old letter writing campaign that has come from bankers.
Reporting he says the word "sir" not
pleasant.
Just planning. They call and talk to the planning staff to write letters.
I thought he came to me, and I said, "Well, tell me, I don't have anything to do with my phone. Tell our neighbor."
Not from whatever is necessary. I'm sure come here to one place or another. Give you a very short memo on the SST that you can see out there. There are things that you should and should not say to commonly about it. Good, you may want to think about it. I should have a whole course. That's small. My understanding. Maybe these things they won't know and ask you to take a ride in. I'd like to stick it to the Senate.
Would you?
Yeah, Bill, that's very, very favorable to the idea of your getting out of my room.
And I think that plenty of the part at the airport in Paris.
Now, that's a mock-up.
Is that a mock-up?
It's up on a permanent stand and climb up the podium.
Yeah. But I don't have a birthday.
If it means anything to the company, but you're right, it might not last a damn long. July.
Phone call, Eric, it's funny. It's like a howitzer shell landing on a battlefield in the middle of the battle, and I even go to my office and we're there to get...
Well, I thought it'd be helpful to all of you.
It's just beautiful.
But you deserved it, you did a great job, and I said, now you... The way I did it, George, is I told him, I said, I just wanted to tell you first, you did a great job, and I appreciate it. And second, because I just most likely could call him, he's lost it, he's lost it, he's lost it. Anyway, yeah, we all know that medical thing. But anyway, I said to him, now the other thing I want you to know, though, is I want you to be very free as you go to the next few months. I'm going to be in China, Russia, Bermuda, and a lot of other things. But you're to be very free and say you're talking to them all the time. You know, you've got it all set up here. You can talk to Earl from the domestic council and Schultz, and I told him I mentioned you, and Schultz got all the budget in. So there's a tender budget, you can speak about it. But you can say that you talked to me about it. Did he tell you that? And that's what he should do. Everybody should do that. Use license. And,
well,
you know what?
It was extraordinarily effective because what this meeting was about whether you're going to have an office in the White House and whether you're coming to a 7:30 staff meeting and all this kind of thing. And he was getting all settled in, and we want him out on the road. And so this was to get this all straightened out. Well, should have been exactly the right note. So we handed him a credit card and suitcase, and he's gone, except for one ceremony when he gets his commission on the
suitcase. But I would think it is very important that it be known that he does sit at any time that he holds he needs to.
Absolutely. And he understood.
He had my ear.
Yeah, he understood that. And I think he's going to be very effective.
Clark, you want to realize that our function is one of the best bureaucratic is my guest ever around town.
Yeah, he sure knows
he's a clever fellow.
Yeah,
he really had it. He'd be very good. Of course, he's a big spender too.
Well, he doesn't have any budget.
So why do I know? Nobody could be a big spender. Want to recommend all over to you and George to keep that in mind.
We're going to have a wild wrestling match in order to hold the budget with the final that we talked about in the elevator.
Good afternoon, even with collective bargaining situation.
testified a number of years ago regarding the health of the VA and the students.
Yes.
Where the union principal problem was that it had an older group in its membership and a younger group. And they had to come up with a bargain and satisfy everybody. So their big job was mediating between these two groups, and they couldn't see how to do it in the pension area. And they were looking for some way in which you could go a certain distance collectively, and then beyond that, you could let people decide individually what they want. And it hasn't been possible under the law. It isn't now, but this legislation would make that possible. So I think it opens up a lot of things. Basically go to the idea that individual choice ought to have to work, and again, collective choice. We love the death in favor of collective choice in various areas of the system and other
things. Half a dozen nitpicking got the law considered, not worth writing memos on, maybe, but I would like you to know about it. For one thing, your domestic staff around here has been out on the road. We've had them all out doing what we call listening. sparkling away. He said it's the international thing where only kind of wants you to be the happiest man. So, but anyway, he was very confident.
What do you want to do about it?
I didn't ask him. I try not to get into that with him. His feet go on.
Everything is doing good.
Yeah.
And it could be.
He will at the right time write some good education pieces for him. Because he's got some ideas about education. It's very close to the kinds of things he was talking about and had about last night. So he's very receptive.
Bill George on the money.
No, I didn't. I just mentioned.
I just think that could turn out to be a brilliant way to present it, you know, to put on top of this materialistic proposal, which is actually the idea that now
we're into a new era.
A new era with regard to the whole matter of integration of schools, education, freedom of choice, and more choice.
But while you're gone next week, Pat's coming down for a day, and we'll spend it with him and try and make his brain sound.
I would only pick his brain, but he'd be well to listen and start charging around about that, you know, be off and make our each and so forth.
Your Ohio man needed a job.
Still, what was that?
I discovered, you know, I was just carried away by the coincidence of my hands using Pickles.
They talked very well.
No, turned out that Garment had read it in the Pickle paper on the telephone.
And Garment does that.
So I went ahead and was well briefed. You sent me a note asking me to get a fellow job in Ohio to give you a letter.
Oh, I did.
That's fine.
I think it's got only symbolic.
No, I think I got it.
You know, there must be. We probably got a hundreds of those, but when Price sent them right now, I think we should have got here, but we'll be out with it.
I've called
it. It's a Vietnam veteran.
That's right.
Called it. Kind of a job to get it.
Called a friend of mine who was vice president of the phone company in Ohio. And they sent it to ask me to do it.
Well,
that can't be there too long.
No, then we do something.
And your brothers were in. We have to visit.
I was going to ask you if you are anything to that.
Well, there's something to it. We have a testing program going on with about 10 different devices like that. This is one of the 10.
Cool.
And the analysis isn't finished yet. As soon as it is, why I don't know how it compares to everything else. They're very, very high. And there are some claims for it that are a little beyond what the voters of Fort Del Mar tell us. So we'll
get that out there. Maybe you've got to check the Del Mar with you and you'll just do that.
Well, sure.
You know,
sure. Well, I think.
What about, did they want him to, did you discuss whether he had him work for the outfit or not?
Yeah.
It's all right.
And, I'm going to do some checking. They're going to use some names for people to check and you'll find out what kind of an asset it is. And I don't see the problem, even though we're going to have those contracts. I don't see
not really. It's
a good product.
It is hurting, and it's feel.
And he's not terribly keen on the state of Washington thing, but because it doesn't pay out. But we can
work so much.
The only other thing is that if Secretary Romney should ask you, we did get a big package of stuff about national growth.
Okay.
And you're sorry that you're going to be engaged over so that you won't have an opportunity to meet with him on Monday.
We'll try to hold the fort from the monitor. The whaling from New York is much higher than the rest of the monitor.
That's right.
prospect of some kind of cutting.
Thank you.